Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Well, the volleyball season is officially over for the Rock Ridge Rockets, but, man, you talk about a strong finish. They played a doubleheader last Thursday and a doubleheader last Friday against two pretty good conference foes, Fulton and Riverdale, and they sweep all four games. Kira Nelson, that is the perfect way to end a senior volleyball career. What in the world happened last Thursday and Friday? The Rockets must have been clicking on all cylinders, as they say.
Yes, we really were. Honestly, everybody was doing great those last four games, and I couldn't have asked for a better outcome to end my season.
Yeah, and just tell us, kind of going out on top, so to speak. So much this year was unknown, and you get a season, you get a senior season, which is important, and you kind of make the most of it. So how cool is that?
Yeah, I'm extremely grateful because during the fall when we were supposed to have our volleyball season, nobody knew really what was going to go on. So to know that we did get a season and that we came out strong and ready to go, it's truly amazing.
Yeah. Just tell us, what worked so well for the Rockets? And you probably say, well, everything. We had a good year. But if you try to put this volleyball season in perspective, What did the Rockets do so well here in 2021?
Honestly, I feel like our defense really held us together because without them, without those back row players, we wouldn't be able to do the sets or the hits or the cool stuff that got us the points. So honestly, kudos to them because without them, we wouldn't have been able to do so well this season.
All right, so that is a perfect segue here. So give me the perfect volleyball defensive play for the Rock Ridge Rockets. So I'll set it up. So let's say it's a jump serve and it's cross court, and then maybe it has to be dug out, kind of those, one of those knuckle scrapers where you have to dig it out in the back row. All right, so who would do that, and then who would have the set? And then Kira Nelson would have the kill. So tell us how that would work. You can drop some names with us here today.
Okay. So normally when I'm in the front row, we would have Delaney Peterson and McKaylee Ruff down in the back row. So it would probably most likely be one of them passing the ball. And then for that perfect pass, Nicole would then set the ball for me to then hopefully score the point.
And you'd want to do that against two, and you'd say, Taylor, I want to do that against everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So that apparently that happened a lot this year. So just a little bit about kind of that dynamic and that combination.
Yeah, honestly, with our back row players, they've been working really great. We've been working some really different things this year, and we've been trying to incorporate different formats for passing and how we should be, like, who's taking what ball and stuff, and then being able to work that and then getting Nicole that perfect set or perfect pass so then she can take care of the ball and handle it and hand it to either me or Eden DeTombe or Kearney McDonald to pound away at that ball to score against whoever it is that we were playing. Honestly, it feels like we just gelled really well together this year, and we were able to do that very consistently at the end, and that was really helpful for us.
I like that. Pound away. So I know early in the season, you got a big split with Orion, and it had been a while for the Rockets to pick up a win over a traditional power like Orion. How much do you recollect kind of that week for the Rockets? And you probably knew at that time that, hey, I think maybe we have the making of putting together a pretty good run this season.
Honestly, Orion has always been a tough team for us to play against. They have great defensive players, and I've played with some of those girls over at for club for I don't know how long, and I've known them for forever, so I know they have really good players. But to after we got that first loss against Orion, we're like, okay, now it's time to reveal and like look back on what we made mistakes on and put into work and practice what we were falling short behind. That way we can get them again at their own court. So I feel like it's always to play against Orion, I mean, they're a great team, so it's always good for us to play against them right away. That way we can use what we learned from them to play against other teams like Fulton and Riverdale.
Yeah, so how weird is it that kind of the season just ends? You're so accustomed to playing a volleyball season, and then you get ready for the postseason, and you get an opportunity there. And, this year, too, when you look at what's been accomplished, you probably had potential to make a decent postseason run. So how weird is it not getting a postseason, and how bummed are you about that, knowing that you, with the great regular season you put together?
For me, it's a little bittersweet because, like, we were doing so well at the end, and I knew if we would have had just, like, one more week or two more weeks for postseason, I feel like we would have gone really far with it. And it's sad because knowing that it's the last time to play with those girls. But honestly, the group that's coming up, they're amazing volleyball players, and I feel like they'll do justice for the seniors that weren't able to have a postseason, and hopefully they'll have one next year.
Right. You were a state qualifier in track as a sophomore. We know all the traditional spring sports got wiped out in your junior year last year, and I was jokingly asking you off the air, are you in track shape yet? And you said, probably not, but you're getting in track shape. But a state qualifier is a sophomore in the 4x4 and 4x8, so I would assume you're kind of hungry to say, hey, I want to get that experience again to finish my athletic career in a kind of a state venue. So what about, you know, how are you approaching this senior track season?
This year, I guess the best way to say it is that I'm hungry for that state title. I mean, I've waited for so long. I had to wait a whole season off, and I worked really hard during COVID season to hopefully have a season. And then, sadly, we didn't have one, and we weren't able to return back. But this year, I'm just ready to go, and I want to end my season strong. I mean, what better way could you end your school season and sports season with a state medal around your neck?
Yeah, awesome. So have you been able to do a little bit of both with the overlap? Now, I know you're done playing volleyball, but there's been a little bit of overlap, I assume, last week with track and volleyball. Have you been able to make that work, and how challenging was that?
We weren't able to practice with track people yet because of the overlap, but whenever I had time, I tried to run for distance and try to get myself in shape as best as possible for running because volleyball doesn't quite get you ready to run a 400 or an 800.
All right. Well, we've talked to you enough today, so we'll let you get into track shape, as they say, as the Rockets hopefully have a good spring season on the oval. Well, congratulations on a great senior volleyball season, man. The Rockets really put it together, and Kira Nelson was key in that for Rock Ridge. Nice going, and good luck with the track season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.